Audio Mode 2015, day 22, and this is episode 18 of Fat to Fit at 47. And today was a swimming day, so I'm going to talk about swimming. And I had the opposite experience in the swimming pool today. You will have heard me complain about athletic, fast swimmers going into the slow lane where the likes of me poodle up and down, and they just cause havoc, and they're thrashing through the water, and they're pushing us aside, and they're colliding with people. And anyway, it's very unpleasant. Well, today I had the opposite experience. Today I got to the pool, and first of all, there was almost nobody. There were only three people in the pool, and one of them was in the slow lane, and she was taking slow to a completely new level. She was taking slow to the almost inanimate level. If you wanted to film her and see any progress at all, you would have had to do a time lapse and speed it up considerably. Not only was she going extraordinarily slow as to be almost stationary, she was also waving her arms around. Now, the way these lanes work is they're about, and I'm being generous here, 6 feet wide. And you go down one side of the lane and back up the other side. Now, if somebody's put themselves in the middle of the lane and are then liberally spreading themselves out in their arms, there is absolutely no way to get round them. So I could see this obstacle in the water and I thought, well, I could get in, but I know I'm heading for trouble if I get into the slow lane. So I thought, do you know what? The fast lane is empty. I'll go in the fast lane, and I'm sure somebody will come along who legitimately should be in the fast lane, because I swim like a manatee is pretty much how you need to see me. I envisage myself as a walrus in the water, as opposed to the sharks and the dolphins that would normally swim in the fast lane. But I reckoned also, well, who knows, maybe after 10 or 20 lengths, and somebody might well appear to go into the fast lane, maybe the obstacle in the slow lane will have removed itself. And sure enough, what happened, she did move eventually, and I went into the slow lane. But it was quite funny to have the opposite experience. And also, hey, look at me, swimming in the fast lane. So yes, I don't know. Well, I mean, what do you do about this? It's very odd, isn't it, to have a fast lane and a slow lane. There should actually be a stationary lane. In fact, there is a stationary lane, because 3/5 of the swimming pool is kept free for people who just want to poodle around. So really, that lady should not have been in the slow lane at all. But I do find it ironic. In fact, I wonder if it's the universe. I wonder if it's the universe getting its own back on me by saying, well, you were complaining about fast people in the slow lane. Deal with this. And wouldn't that just be my just desserts? There you are. It's the universe telling me to shut up. Anyway, that's today's Audio Mo 2015 moment. And, oh, I should tell you, well, I must tell you how many calories I burned. Well, I know how many calories I burned, because it's always 300 on the RunKeeper app. When I key in my values for the swimming, it's always 300. But what I found out today was, if I key in 35 minutes, which is roughly how long it takes me to do the 50 lengths that I do, before I get a chance to key in the distance, before I get a chance to tell the app just how far I swam in 35 minutes, it has already decided that I've burnt 300 calories, regardless of the distance. So there must be a glitch or a bug in the app, or it could well be just that the RunKeeper people have been a little bit lazy, and that any swimming done in 35 minutes is 300 calories. Or maybe is that the case? Maybe there's a sports scientist out there who will tell me that it doesn't matter how hard you swim or how far you swim in 35 minutes, that 300 calories is all you're going to burn. Although I suspect that is not the case. But it is a peculiarity of RunKeeper. So even if you swim 100 lengths in 35 minutes, it's still going to look at the time and it's still going to say, well, you only burnt 300 calories. So I didn't really know how many calories I've burned, But for now, we'll say it's 300. So 300 calories burned, 50 lengths swum, and that equates to 1.25 kilometers.